This is Rebecca Watson in Leicestershire Police Community Control. It's 11 a.m. on Saturday the 4th of February, and this is the third of our hourly updates about the policing of today's two protests in Leicester City Centre. English Defence League and Unite Against Fascism supporters are starting to make their way to the assembly points now. Officers have been escorting groups of EDL supporters through the city centre towards St Margaret's pastures, and there are also some supporters already at the UAF assembly site in Welford Place, King Street. So far, we've had no arrests. There are road closures in place. The Leicester City Council website and the local media have full details of these, and also changes to bus services. So if you're planning to come to the city centre today, you may just want to check these before you head out. There's now just over an hour before the processions are due to begin, and all police resources have been deployed. There are 2,200 officers and staff in total involved in today's operation, including around 1,300 specially trained public order officers. And just to reassure people across Leicestershire and Rutland and elsewhere in the city of Leicester, we're still maintaining normal policing levels. However, on top of this, out and about in the communities in Leicester, there are 404 extra resources on patrol. This includes 277 police officers, 96 PCSOs and 46 special constables. This is to provide extra reassurance and deal with any issues within the wider Leicester community. As always, you can keep up to date on the latest developments via Twitter, Facebook and the Leicestershire Constabulary website.